This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Haley Sanchez in Colorado Springs. Clela Rolex, a pioneering judicial clerk and recorder, has died at 78. She was the first county clerk to issue marriage licenses to same-sex couples in Boulder County in 1975. Her LGBTQ allyship resulted in what she described as a huge onslaught of hate. She died in hospice in Longmont following complications from a surgery. UC Health has launched a pilot program aimed at preventing veteran suicides in El Paso County. KRCC's Abigail Beckman reports.
The Next Chapter program is open to all veterans and their family members, regardless of discharge status. It's free and includes access to therapy, as well as help finding a job and housing. Damian McCabe with UC Health says the idea is to create a single access point for veterans to seek care.
Research shows that the main reasons that a veteran will take their own life and die by suicide is relationship concerns and financial status. So if we can help them in those situations, that's the reason why we're doing that.
The program is funded by a grant from the State Department of Human Services. Nearly a third of all suicides in El Paso County last year were individuals with known active or prior military status, according to a new report from the coroner's office. Abigail Beckman, KRCC News.
Appointments are available through the program website or by calling 1-888-719-VETS. The National Hockey League brought in a sign language interpreter for the league commissioner's annual news conference at the Stanley Cup Final. It's the first time the NHL has had a news conference translated into ASL. Face-off for tonight's Avs game is at 6 o'clock in Tampa Bay. Colorado is only 2 wins away from the Stanley Cup. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC.